But so therefore now, from looking at what to get, which is in terms of relationships, in terms of whatever else, you go and see what do I do, and it brings you back to who you are. Take it even in a material sense. For example, you know, people say, well, you know what, I think I would like to have a good business, right? So what you want to get is money. What you want to get is wealth. Fine. Then look at what is your own behavior. You know, have you spent some time studying? Do you read? Do you work hard? Do you think of business opportunities? Do you pursue them? Have you read the biographies of businessmen, you know, rags to riches stories of several of them? Are you willing to put in some extra effort? Are you willing to go where other people are not prepared to go? Now, all of these things relate to becoming rich, right? So, and then that relates back to your own beliefs with regard to how much do you want that thing? So the whole issue of, that's why I'm saying change the script, because like in a play, I mean, I use the example of the play as a way of illustrating. I said, like in a play, if you want the ending of the play to change, if the play is a tragedy and you want this play to become a comedy, or you want a comedy to become a tragedy, or whatever it is, you know, the ending, if you want the ending of the play to change, changing the actors will not get you that ending. Changing the script will get you the ending.
Yes.
You can change as many actors as you want, nothing will happen. But unless you change the script, and if you change the script, the actors don't have to change. So, for example, in a marriage relationship, if you find that my marriage is going to dog, and you say, you know what, I'm going to divorce this person, and I'm going to get married again. Like, you know what, Elizabeth Taylor is right now on her 18th or 19th husband. So now what has changed, right? So the point here is that the issue is not the actors, the issue is the script. If my marriage is going nowhere, let me sit down and think and say, why is it, what is the problem with my marriage? And the problem is not with your wife, the problem is not with your husband, the problem is not with your mother-in-law, whoever, the problem is with yourself. And you say, look at it and say, what is it in my script that must be changed in order to make my marriage a beautiful thing?
Mm-hmm. Now,
so that is the whole issue of changing the script.
Now, brother, yeah, well, obviously you very clearly make mention, you gave one example of the issue of a divorce or maybe a marriage problem. This can also be related to changing a job. You may go to a new job but find the problem is the same because the script is not changed.
Absolutely.
What are friends and so forth?
Absolutely.
A lot of people ask. If you go to counselors, if you phone in, many a time Mufti Saab is inundated with calls. Every time the questions are very same, very similar. You try and understand, but why people, their lives still just seem to be the same, as brother Mirza Yawar Beg explained to us this morning about the issue of a play that went on for 40 years continuously. And every time it had an audience coming to watch it and see it, to start the same there. And even if you went 20 times, you'd see exactly and know exactly what's happening. And of course, change the script and it'll be a different ending. So we asked him this morning to explain to us, how do you change a script?
How you change the script is first by defining the problem. And that's why I'm saying definitions influence solutions. How you define the problem will define what you do with it. So I'm glad you brought up the topic just now before we took the break of changing a job, because that's another typical thing. You know, you find people rolling stones. They are in one company, the next thing they know, 6 months later they are somewhere else, and a couple of years later they are somewhere else. And if you ask them, what's the problem? He said, no, you know, this boss is a very bad fellow, and the other fellow is a bad fellow. He said, well, you know what, your life is full of bad bosses. How come, right? The issue there is really, is it the boss who's bad, or is it that you are not able to handle certain things in the structure of the organization, or what is happening? Now, the whole issue is, how do you define the solution, define the problem? Now, if you look at, when I teach problem-solving skills, one of the things we teach is problem definitions. How do you define the problem? For example, if I say to you, Ibrahim, how are you going to solve the problem of poverty, for example, in the black people in South Africa, in the vast majority, very poor people? You say, how are you going to solve the problem of poverty in South Africa? Well, you might say, well, you know, brother, I would love to do that, but how do I do that? You know, I'm one man. How do I solve the issue of poverty in the whole of South Africa? I can't do that. But if I say, well, you know what, can you take on the responsibility of educating one poor child? Can you send one poor child to school? You see, of course I can do that. Now, what happens if, you know, all the listeners of the program today decide that they're going to educate one poor child from the neighborhood or whoever? We will, inshallah, we probably have you know, several hundred or several thousand children who will get an education thanks to this one thought. Now, lo and behold, the problem of poverty, you know, in a few years will be solved. So the issue is, how do you define the problem? Now, what happens with a lot of us is, and this is why this is these are the issues to updating the script. Now, what happens with a lot of us is that we have this tendency of doing what I call globalizing a problem. So we explain the problem in a global, in global terminology. Because the problem of the Muslim Ummah is such and such, right? And we say the problem of South Africa is such and such. The problem of black people is such and such. The problem of Indians. Now, the problem is the problem is being defined in a global sense. Because how are you going to solve the problem of the Muslim Ummah? Because, subhanAllah, there's nothing short of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending Jibreel alayhi salam. You know, is the Muslim Ummah the whole problem? How is it going? It cannot be done, right? But if you redefine the problem from globalizing, instead of globalizing a problem, if you localize the problem, then the solution becomes in your own hands. For example, if you say that I am going to make a promise to myself that I will never criticize another Muslim person or Muslim group. If I have anything critical to think about or say about a jamaat or about an organization or about a person, I will go and speak to them and I will try to change them. But I will never publicly or even in private criticize another Muslim. Right? Now, if I make this promise to myself, believe me, a lot of change will happen, because then we will be talking the language of togetherness. We'll be talking the language of people, of bringing the hearts together, instead of the language of criticism, which is one of the problems that we have. But unless I redefine this problem in a local sense, meaning, what can I do about this? So the first thing to do about changing the script is to have complete and total honesty with yourself. You know, people generally say, you can't fool yourself. You see, you can't fool yourself. Now, I say the opposite. I say the only person in the world you can actually fool is yourself. You can't fool others. Others will see through you, you know, maybe not the first instance, but the second or third instance. People know exactly where you're coming from. So it is not possible to sweet-talk people into various things, because they can see through you. But it is very possible to fool yourself. And I know, you know, several people who have been fooling themselves for many years, believing they are this and that, and they get into the same problems again and again and again, and there seems to be no solution, because the basic ingredient, which is complete and total honesty, is missing. So firstly, the first thing required is complete honesty with yourself and say, this is my problem, I have to solve it, and I am willing to do what it takes. So this is the first thing to do. Second thing is, redefine the problem in a local sense, and not in the sense of what others can do, forget others, what is it I can do? How can I influence this situation? How can I influence this solution? Then you will find that your influence will start to grow, and you will be able to change things. So that's why the definitions influence solutions. Now, the problem with a lot of people is, you know, many people come to me, I'm sure they come to you also in that sense, and they say, brother, you know what, I want you to give me some advice. So we say, alhamdulillah, please tell me, I want your mashwara. Okay, great. So now what is it about? And when you tell them, they tell you the situation, and for example, let's take the same example of that you gave of